I press go already.
I'm just laughing at Jan wiping her bum on the carpet.
Jan, no.
I love it. She gets an itchy bum. She needs to. She likes doing it on this carpet because it's scratchy. Well then, oh, it's still my theme tune.
Theme tune time. I think I might need to turn that down. Look, it keeps going well over the top.
Okay, we're back in the room.
It might be a little bit quiet.
I don't know. It looks healthy enough to me. That's without me doing a lol or anything.
Right.
Hello, children.
Welcome to Our Amazing Lives.
Welcome to Our Amazing Lives.
Celebrity Gossip Podcast.
This time we are sober. This is a good thing
take
to be
two. 86, take two.
Take two. We did 86 the other night when we were too mega pissed and we hadn't had any tea.
No one can remember it.
We can't remember it.
Do you have two chips for tea?
We just have a couple of chips, yeah. But we were too pissed, and I think there was a lot, because we didn't do any preparation beforehand, I think there was just a lot of silences and after eating crisps and reading magazines on air.
So, just reading out the headline.
Yeah, and then going, that's not
and
really
the other
funny.
Person not listening, just eating crisps.
Yeah, it was shit. Anyway, so we're doing a take two.
Consummate professionals that we are, we're going to do it again.
Because we were too embarrassed. I'm too embarrassed. Anyway.
I still think we should put it out.
Well, you would. You've got no pride. Anyway, so now it's a Saturday afternoon and we've got some tea and some ginger biscuits and we're listening to Next Door play Power Ballads Through the Wall, which is nice.
It's Fleetwood Mac, isn't it?
Fleetwood Mac, yeah. Before they were playing Kicking Go Your Own Way. Oh yeah, that's Fleetwood Mac as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, they're Fleetwood Mac fans, eh? Maybe I should post a little note through the door saying, oh, Fleetwood Mac fans, I see.
Mm. That'd be weird.
That would be really weird. I know, that's why I might do it. It would be funny.
Well, seeing as
I'm a bit quirky, Crispin. I just like doing quirky kooky things.
You're a kooky lady.
Zany.
Welcome to my amazing life.
Zany life.
It's just like a sitcom, really, our lives, isn't it? I think you're a little sick, then.
A little tea sick. Jan's gone a bit mad at the moment because Crispin's been leaving her catnip toy.
Looking at me.
We're leaving her catnip toy out.
Completely blitzed.
And she's just been blitzed all of the time. She woke me up at some ungodly hour this morning. Well, it wasn't actually that early, but we didn't
half
get
nine.
To bed. Yeah, we didn't get to bed till three. It was earlier than the half nine because then I went. It was half seven.
Oh,
then I went back to bed. Yeah, you didn't hear it. It was just her. She was in my face, in my room, going, meow! Meow!
I'm immune. Rasp. I'm immune to the harpy squawk.
I wish I could be immune. I know. It is a squawk, isn't it, Dan?
Right, you do. To business.
Sorry, yeah, shit. I thought I was just having coffee morning with me mum there, talking about the cat and stuff. I'm feeling a bit warm now with all this talking. It's been very cold in this flat, and now I'm getting a bit overheated.
Well, I turned the heater on downstairs. Actually, that won't work yet. Right. Mean.
I know, that was mean. I'm sorry.
Right, to business.
To business.
It's not about Jan.
Jan, it's not about you. Do you hear that? It's not about you.
You've got your own website, Jan. You don't need to get involved with our one.
Yeah, what's on the covers?
Right, who will save Georgia now?
Who's Georgia?
She's a really fat lady.
Let's have a look at
her. Teen hits 40 stone.
There's no hope for that girl.
No.
Because if she loses all the weight, then all her skin will be all like a big thing. Well, look, Jan's gone in for the kill. She's seen I've taken my scarf and coat off and she's in for it.
Right. I'm just going to draw a line under the Jan comments.
We're not allowed to talk about Jan anymore.
It's gossip.
Ian, he refuses to... If I talk about Jan on the phone, like, oh, look, she's doing this right now. She's doing... And if I tell him, he just goes silent. He's just like, won't tolerate any stories about Jan. He finds it utterly boring. Anyway, on the edge, terrified, torn, troubled, Colleen, distraught at blackmail plot over intimate photos.
It's clever how they got three words beginning with T, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Torn. Cheryl consults psychics over Ashley's plea to move to US with her. That was what made me laugh in the shop when I read it. Just that was even the most ridiculous sentence in the world. She consults psychics. Troubled. War with Pete as Jordan brands him pure evil and he calls in the lawyers. Pure evil. It's quite harsh, isn't it?
Yeah, Jordan's crazy rant. I still sleep with Alex.
Are they actually split up then?
Pete's still in love with me.
IRL split up.
Yeah. But they're still sleeping together, apparently. Oh, look, there's another punctuation mistake on the front here.
Fleetwood Mac makes me want to do shoulder dancing.
No, they've got...
What's that?
That's a continuing quote, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't need that one.
No, you don't.
Don't have that one, no. Oh, dear.
Tina Malone strips bare. I've lost 10 stone. Now I want a baby at 48. Tina, do you know who Tina Malone is?
No.
She's the fatty from... Shameless. Do you remember the fatty wife of the gangster man? You know the.
Oh yeah, she's got a really big face.
Well, fatty.
She's the only person in the world with a bigger face than Vanessa Feltz.
Yeah, and she's lost 10 stone.
Bigger face even than this 40 stone teen.
Yeah,
but she's pretty much got an arse for a face.
Oh god, imagine that poor girl. Shocking real life. This girl.
She's got bums all over her. Look, there's a bum. There's another bum.
Bum on her arm, bum on her neck.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum on her tits.
Big bum here.
This girl breastfeeds her pets, but not her baby. That's really
weird.
How
lovely.
It's horrible.
Let's have a look at her face.
Bum.
There's a bum.
Bum face.
Emotional Holly faces burnout. Abby Clancy, second thoughts. Kate Moss, bitter rows. Kate Middleton, security worries.
Kate Middleton, security worries. Really?
Kate.
Did she use all the same passwords for all of her online social networking sites?
The idiot.
I'm speechless. Speechless. Colleen's agony over blackmail plot. Colleen was... The thing has happened where some member of the public has got hold of her digital camera and then blackmailing her and Wayne with it over private family pictures. Personal family pictures. What does that mean? Does that mean weird?
I dread to think.
Yeah. Does that mean you and weird sex pictures of you and Wayne, or does it mean other
her
weird?
And her mum.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Wayne.
Yeah. But listen to this. Colleen was devastated after a camera she left behind at a Black Eyed Peas concert in Manchester. At the MEN Arena in Manchester last May, containing a memory card of over 100 pictures of her 15-month-old son, Kai, went missing. What? She's devastated after the camera she left behind went missing. Surely the fact that you've left it behind means it's gone missing, isn't it? That's one and the same thing. Surely.
When they say blackmail, do they mean ransom?
No, ransom means give me some money and I'll give you the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, basically they... They were threatening to sell the personal pictures unless the couple handed over a 5-figure sum. How bad can the personal pictures be? There are pictures of them in the newspaper all the time. Just take some more ones and then we won't have seen them. It's all right, it's fine.
Yeah. It's not a big deal, really, is it?
Unless there's something weird going on.
Crumbs.
I don't like this, Crispin. I can't see your face. It's
like, do you want
me to
put
the microphone
in
head? No, just a little bit to the side. And okay. I'm going to get a bad back if I'm forever leaning in one direction.
Leaning in.
That's what I was like when we first got it. When you first got it.
I kept having to move it away from you and you'd chase it.
I love a microphone.
Right, Kate Moss, colon, bitter row. Supermodel Kate Moss has been forced to rethink her dream wedding location after finding out she cannot legally get married in her first choice of Paris.
Why? Because it's French.
Because to get married in France, you have to stay in the city for 40 days before the big day and produce a celibacy certificate.
What?
Which we reckon could be a bit of a problem for the star, who was spotted in a sex shop last month buying 8 vibrators while declaring, colon, I am just so horny.
Jesus, how many twonks has she got? She's got loads, she's got 8 twonks.
She's put them all in. Gaffer tape round the end.
Is that what they mean when they say multiple orgasms? That means if you've got more than one twonk.
Maybe, what's her fella's name?
I don't know.
Jamie
Hintz, is it?
Jamie Hintz.
Oh, I thought that was an old one.
Maybe it's one for each finger.
Just delicious. That reminds me of before when you were
leaving
talking
the
about...
thumbs free in case like he has to answer the phone.
Yeah, so you can text.
Update Twitter.
Oh god, my fingers in case great twonks, lol. I'm having a great time. it's her love rats. When we were at university, that's what Gigi used to call him, Benny. He was a rat. Get your ass out.
I've heard that before.
So that's what a love rat is. It's a funny. It's a good word for a funny. Love rat. I like it. Ashley's a love rat as well, apparently. I'm a bit bored of it though. X Factor's starting again next week, so maybe if we watch the watch again thing on the internet, we can watch all the funny things of when they do the beginning auditions, when they have the stupid people that go in.
They must have run out of people by now.
No, everyone wants to have a go. There's thousands and millions of stupid people in this country. Although some of them might be made up one day. Look at Janet's getting me back.
You need a SWAT to show us what the sum is for how long it is until everyone's been on X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that's coming through on the mic. When I love you every
day. Love a bit of X Factor. I mean, a bit of Fleetwood Mac. But they're starting next week, and Danny's saying that she might quit because she's not as cool as her sister and she's going to go into hiding.
Oh, well, I can't wait for all the gossip mags to be full of that shit again.
What do Jordan's boobs look like in that picture to you? They look like aliens for a start, but what actually do they look like? Like some macaroons or something, some overdone macaroons.
Yeah. Marzipan.
Yeah. They look like, yeah. This is the most disgusting things I've ever seen. That's not sexy, is it? Just looks like... I don't know. I know it's boobs, but they just look like... They don't look like sexy boobs.
No.
Ugly big boobs.
Yeah, they look really hard and wooden.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like armour.
She's like mega tangoed. I mean, look at her outfit. I mean, look at her outfit. Listen to me.
Oh, dear.
If ever there was a jealous woman. And this is what... Jordan says about Peter. In a bizarre rant about Pete last week, Jordan said, if you knew what went on over Pete's side of things, it is pure evil. He's probably still in fucking love with me. That's the problem. There's a thin line between love and hate. I'd still be in love with you, I reckon, if I'd ever had the chance to go out with you, Jordan.
Yeah, she had a shout up at Pete on his... He put her on speakerphone on his television programme. Phoned him up to slag him off. She said that she hoped he'd die in a car crash.
Is it real life that happened?
Yeah.
I'm making it up.
Real life.
She said she hoped he died in a car crash.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the actual quote. Where is it? Heartless Jordan blasted, I honestly wish you would get in your car, drive as fast as you can, have a crash and die.
Oh my God.
The jibe touched a nerve. On his... Spanish-born Ellen, 36, who lost her big sister when she was just 7 years old, horrifically witnessing the accident. Mm. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear indeed.
Oh, Katie.
This is what I was laughing at for ages, Eddie. It's, unfortunately, it's a visual thing, but I'd like to share it with you, Crispin. It's Kerry Katona. Something's gone wrong with her face. She's doing like a Deirdre Barlow, like neck tendon, like gurn, but it's just a really, really bad moment.
It's a MacGiffin face.
It's a MacGiffin face, but look at her lips as well. What is going on there? Do you think?
I was trying
to think of something witty that looks like, but there's nothing. It's just a terrible.
No, nothing
picture.
Springs to mind.
She's just awful. I can't believe they printed that. I'd be so cross if I was her. Anyway, I don't really know what's going on with her.
Would you like to hear about Kate Middleton : security fears?
Yes, I would.
Their wedding plans have been thrown into turmoil after extremist anti-royals have threatened to cause havoc around London.
Anti-royal extremists?
Yeah. Shadowy anarchist group Network X are said to be planning to hide in the crowd pretending to be well-wishers before pouncing on the procession. In a leaked email, Chris Knight, one of the main men behind the plot, wrote, "The plan is to mingle with well-wishers in large numbers, hold anarchist street parties, reoccupy Parliament Square, stage a carnival orgy, and drive up security costs."
Oh, Lord.
He also said, "We're going to take over a TV station and radio channel and try to take over power at key centres." That's a bit ambitious, really.
Sounds what like to do take over power to do like, what do they think they're going to do? I don't. What are they going to achieve? They're going to take over the world or something. It sounds a bit like Ferris Bueller-esque, doesn't it?
Yeah. We're going to take over a TV station, yeah, and a radio station,
and we're going to and I want everyone has to give me all the CDs I want or something. Yeah, it's like, is it? Yeah, what was the radio station one where they take that over? I watched a terrible one. Is it Airheads? Have you seen Airheads?
No.
With Brendan Fraser and I think someone else. An old film, but it's just where they are dicks and they have a stupid band and they're trying to get it played on the radio and then they end up, they basically take over the radio station with like pretend guns or something. And then they just ask for loads of random stuff like an inflatable thing and loads of cookies and so this is all the stuff they're getting from the police who are all outside trying to get them to let go of the hostages and they're just like asking for random things. Sounds a bit like that. So do you want to know who's on the wedding list?
Yep.
Tori and David Beckham.
Lovely.
They're invited. Tara Palmer Tomkinson. She's going to have a special nose job to fix her caved in nose that she's done too much coke through.
Just in time
for the wedding. That would be good.
Would it even fit on? Can she even wear one now?
Elton John and David Furnish, because they have to have a token couple with them, don't they?
Yeah.
Chelsea Davy, who Harry's kind of on-off girlfriend, has decided to get back together with him, obviously, so she can go to the wedding. That's nice.
Oh, that's lovely, yeah.
That really posh TV presenter called Ben Fogle's going.
Of course.
He's really posh. He became good pals with the prince in Africa last year, actually, because they both supported the animal conservation charity TUF.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Holly and Sam Branson. Richard Branson's children.
Oh, right, yeah.
Ray Winston is going.
Thatcher Common.
Yeah. But who's not going? Jemima Khan. And also... Fergie, disgraced Fergie, is not allowed to go.
Oh dear.
Even though she's kind of part royal, or divorced royal, but she's not enrolled anymore because she's disgraced because last May she was caught offering an undercover reporter access to Prince Andrew. Basically, I think she's apparently really, really skint and she's got like completely bankrupt and stuff now.
Yeah. Well, what's she got? She got that shit children's cartoon Budgie the Helicopter. Rubbish.
What cartoon? What do
she
you mean?
She wrote it. Like children's books.
Oh, did
about,
she?
About a helicopter. It was basically a complete rip-off of Jimbo and the Jet Set.
Mm.
It's like Jimbo and the Jet Set with no jokes.
Oh, right. She's a bit rubbish, isn't she?
Yeah, fuck off, Fergie.
What else we got?
Holly, will I be, won't I be?
Holly Willoughby, what's she got to say for herself this week?
She's feeling the strain. Pregnant again, of course.
Pregnant again? She's only just put one out.
You see, you think that, but she's already been pregnant for 5 months.
How long ago did she give birth?
I don't know.
Six months ago.
It all just goes into one. Yeah. One out, one in.
Have you got anything else to say about her?
No.
I've got something to tell you, Crispin. When you were away last, and I was really ill, and I had to watch all of the television, so I had to like bleed dry iPad player and 4OD and all that, I watched the entire series of Natalie Cassidy becoming mum.
How good was that?
It was great. I cried at the end.
Did you?
Yeah, I cried. It was like rubbish, like reality TV. It was like really badly, just badly made and just stupid. Like just the sort of TV that's just made for people that are sitting there going, and I was really fucking ill. But yeah, it was quite. It was actually solid gold. Natalie Cassidy, to be honest, it was pretty good. It's pretty amazing. And yeah, and it was really, I just felt really ashamed of myself at the end when I cried, because it was all beautiful, because she had a baby and she was all happy, and it was like, and I had a little tear.
You're going to cry now?
I had a little tear. No.
Good.
I'm over her. But, yeah, anyway, I just wanted to tell you that. I felt a bit, like, what's I don't know.
Thanks
you might have
sharing.
Been, I thought you might have been, I felt like I was doing something naughty a little bit. And felt like it was definitely something you wouldn't allow me to do if you were at home. Ali would have watched it with me, but you... In fact, actually, when I told Ali I watched it, she said, oh, I will want to watch that! Anyway, she wants to feel sexy again, though. She's in this magazine, actually, here.
Oh, good luck with that.
Oh, we... Here's a sexy lady, old age passion. Here is a horrible lady, an old lady, posing in some lace and silky undies. She's a proper biddy as well. Oh, she's 96.
Oh. Fuck. Here's a picture of Sunita, looking
Sunita,
like she's made of wood.
Is that... the one from the 80s.
Yeah.
I remember her. I liked her songs. They were nice.
Can you remember any of them?
I love your smile. Yeah, I remember that one really well. When I was a little girl, I remember loving it. It's well good dancing around the living room song when you're a little girl. Doing dance routines on your own in your front room, living room.
So Macho. That was another one, wasn't it?
So Macho. Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know that one. Oh, I don't know that one.
Let me
Carol
get it.
Carol McGiffin.
I'm going to get it on Tinted.
Carol McGiffin has written a thing about pavement rage in her column this week. Pavement rage has been recognised by psychologists as PAS, Pedestrian Aggressiveness Syndrome.
Give it a name.
Yeah, why the fuck does that need a name? People get in your way and you get moody. What? It's not a syndrome, surely. Symptoms include glaring at others, walking too close, or even giving passers-by an earful. Well, I tend to get that when I'm hungover. It's because everyone's a cunt when you're hungover.
Hmm.
Everyone knows that. Boop, boop.
Got a text. Here we go. This is the big
thing. Sunita, so much.
I might take ages to load up, babe.
For God's sake.
Oh, it's all ruined.
On our super-fast internet connection.
Internet connection. Shall I read my text?
Yeah. Live on air.
Okay.
Even if it's from one from Ali going, kissy, kissy, woo.
Yeah, Ali's at a celebrity wedding. She says he's freezing in a little frock with no jacket. She's got to go to Wimbledon Common for photos.
Oh, my God. They're having their photos outside, even like as if it's summer when it's bloody winter. Oh, here we go. Harley Street, that's where people get plastic surgery done. Oh, nice.
It's pretty amazing. What, is she going to a consultation? At the doctor's?
She is, at the plastic surgeon's. Oh. This is terrible.
It's awful. Almost got an upskirt
yeah,
there.
Yeah, got a mega upskirt. She's really rubbish at singing in this.
Good grief.
This is a terrible, terrible,
you're getting
terrible
undershirt song. Boob there as well. Skip to the...
It's terrible.
okay, let's have enough. That's enough.
She's,
of that,
she sounds like someone doing karaoke.
Okay.
Not impressed.
Yeah, back to the real world.
Back to the real world. What else have I got? Nothing much. Ooh, Sharon Osbourne's written a novel. That's why she's had to stop doing the problems and love it. It's called Revenge.
Oh, dear me.
It's a proper novel. Here's that fat bird that lost all the...
Oh, dishwasher's done.
Wait. Look. Isn't she so slender and delicious now? She's not even at all.
Who's that?
Somehow she's a size... They say she's a size 10 to 12. Mm. I don't think so. Mm. I don't think so, love.
In shoes.
Yeah.
Good one, wasn't it? Oh, there's the lady who's all bums. Here's a nice picture of Hollywood's hottest couple, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, I've looked at them. Apparently they love each other.
Yeah, desperate for a baby together. And here's a little inset picture of the Bruce Willis daughters, who all unfortunately look like
Bruce Willis. Let's have a look. Oh, no.
Roll of the genetic dice.
Oh, no. They really do. And one of them is wearing a T-shirt saying, fuck the paparazzi. Oh, dear.
Controversial.
So, I don't know about you, but I'm problem town.
Problems, yeah. Yeah,
problem
yeah
town.
Definitely.
I've just got this thing about, on the Ask Dr. Christian page here. And it says here, find out the truth behind common health beliefs. Fact or fiction? White spots in your nails mean you need more calcium. Fiction. As far as I remember at primary school, white spots on your nails mean you've got cancer. That's what the kids used to say. Which is really distressing for most of the kids, because most people did have white spots on their nails, or their parents did. Everyone's got cancer. Yeah, so... But apparently it is fiction anyway, so you know.
I'm flabbergasted. All right, here's the Ask Dr. Phil about the health. There's, here's one about jogging, one about rugby. And then in the middle, the highlighted thing that's not connected to anything says, Dr. Phil says, : pleasure is a two-way street, but your anus doesn't have to be.
That's really weird, isn't it? Dr. Christian doesn't say anything like that.
Moody man, how do I stop my partner being so stroppy all the time?
Is she a girl?
More blowjobs.
Oh, is it a boy?
No, it's a girl, yeah.
It's a girl. The girl's the stroppy one.
Yeah, tell him you hate him, says Dr. Phil.
Is a girl saying, well, how do I stop my boyfriend being stroppy?
Yeah.
Don't go out with him. He sounds like a cunt.
Yeah.
Sex is so painful, Dr. Christian. I really find sex painful, and I always have done. I can't use tampons either, as I hate anything going up inside me. What can I do? He says, you may have a condition called vaginismus. 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 Vaginismus.
Yeah, where your box gets tighter and tighter and tighter.
Where it causes the muscles around the entrance to the vagina and to your love rat to go into spasm whenever you try and have sex. Do you know what the cure is? If you have it really badly, you can't even put in a tampon or insert a finger or a cucumber. It can be very distressing. Not even a really lubed one. Psychosexual counselling can cure the problem. Shit.
Psychosexual counselling?
Yeah, that sounds like there isn't a cure, doesn't it?
Sounds a bit over the top.
Yeah.
Is it acceptable to think of someone else during sex? Jessica from Norfolk.
Wow, I'm not sure if it's acceptable, but can't really help it sometimes, can you?
Dr. Phil says the comic Jack D once lost his train of thought on stage and said, it's like having sex with your wife and you run out of people to fantasise about. And then he's going, oh, look. Even if you blurt the name out, some slippages are easy to recover from. Fill me up. Justin could go either way. Boris is impossible to defend. What? Dr. Phil, you lost your mind.
He's lost his mind. Is he a secret gay? And is he married to a woman and has children and is actually a gay? So he's just talking about bum sex and stuff and talking about Phil Mitchell.
I don't know. I think he thinks he's a secret agent because he's got his finger in his ear. We're going in. Rough rugby. Oh, no, go on. You'll go.
My boyfriend was a loner when I first met him. I thought they said my boyfriend was a loser when I first met him, but my friends and family made a real effort with him and now he loves them. However, he now invites himself along to everything and I never see them by myself. I feel suffocated, but I don't want to hurt him by leaving him out. Encourage him to invite you to meet people he knows. It sounds like he doesn't know anyone. He needed some friends, so he got a girlfriend and took her friends. That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Dump him, doesn't it?
Yeah, packed.
Everyone has to break up with him. When my boyfriend and I first got together, we had sex all the time. 3 years in, it's now once a week, blah, blah, blah. That's boring, because that happens to everyone, doesn't it? Well.
Yeah.
If you get fat, it does. Not saying that you've got fat, but, you know. One of my girlfriends gets up to all sorts sexually. I told my husband about one of her exploits and he was fascinated by now. But now he's always asking me about her sex life and seems to get turned on by it. I'm worried he secretly fancies her. He wishes he was single too. Well, says you're right, don't tell him stuff like that. Of course he's going to, well, what's she been up to then? Of course he's going to ask that. Boys like stories about things like that, don't they? And so do girls even. So do girls, so do boys. Everyone likes a bit of everything, really. Have you got another one, Crispin?
I can't stand his boys' nights out. My man is very attractive to women. And while I'm proud, I get incredibly jealous when he's out with his mates. He swears he never looks at other girls and is getting fed up with my questions. How can I stop worrying?
I don't know.
Going to relate is the thing. I'm going to find another song.
Dr. Phil! Can dogs really sniff out cancer? My dog sniffs me all the time and I'm worried I might have it.
Oh,
who told her that? Who told her that thing? Oh,
someone at school?
Hang on a second.
Same kid that said about the nails.
Yeah. Dr. Phil says dogs have amazing noses and sniff out all sorts of things, such as other dogs' poo and men who haven't changed their pants for weeks. Your dog sniffing you generally means he or she likes you and wants to be friendly and that you smell of poo, clearly. To spot cancer, a dog has to be specially trained. That can't be true. One amazing Japanese dog sniffed up the difference between poo and breath samples of people with and without bowel cancer. The dog correctly identified cancer in 33 out of 36 tests of breath samples. How did the dog tell them? Yeah, this one's definitely got cancer.
Took his little mask off. I'm sorry. It's not good news.
Yeah.
Confident Tracy. Sex talk. Love bite cure. Is there a way to get rid of love bites? I love it when my man bites my neck, but I don't like the look of the marks. Apply an ice pack, rub on toothpaste.
What? These can't be true.
Oh, none of them work. Hide the marks with a scarf. Or get him to give you a love bite somewhere else.
I don't drink, smoke, or have sex. I believe you shouldn't have sex before marriage, and my mates say I'm stupid. Are they right? I'm worried I'm wasting my life because of my beliefs. You sound really boring.
Yeah, snore.
What do you do? You're only
20. Off.
What else do 20-year-olds do? Maybe she's a drug addict.
Didn't say she doesn't do any of that. He won't marry me. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years, and I've heard that if a guy hasn't proposed after 4 years, he's never going to.
Oh.
I've broached the subject with him, but he always says, why fix it if it's not broken? It's a weird response. I'm 32, I want children, and my Catholic family would disapprove if I didn't get married first. My boyfriend and I love each other, but do you think I should give him an ultimatum?
Mm.
Maybe. If you're an aggressive weirdo.
Recently, my boyfriend found my vibrator. When he asked if I used it, I said yes, thinking it's no reflection on our sex life. However, he took it really badly, got in a massive mood, and told me he felt threatened and is clearly not doing enough in bed. How do I reassure him it isn't to do with his performance?
Stick it up his bum.
Stick it up his bum and see how he likes it.
Definitely.
And then he'll know the reason why you use it.
But that's the same as... ladies, the one we had last week, last time we'd managed to do a podcast, like a month ago or whatever. The lady who found a porn in the internet history. Boo-hoo!
Oh, I don't remember
that. My
husband
had a wank to some porn.
Yeah.
But yeah, the answer is stick up his bum.
Have you got another one?
I'm rubbish in bed. My first boyfriend dumped me because he said I wasn't any good at sex. Oh. Now I've met a new man, but I'm terrified to go to bed with him in case he thinks the same. How can I be better in bed?
Why don't you get... You know when you have an interview for a job and you don't get it and then you ask for feedback? Why don't you get your ex-boyfriend to give you some feedback? Maybe you could even design a little... form you could fill out quite easily. Yeah. You know, like one of them patient surveys that that the NHS sends.
Exactly. Survey Monkey. Yeah. You can just do it for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Write your survey. It's multiple choice questions.
Yeah, send it to him. And then you have a few tips. Go to get on with it. My doctor has told me I need to lose weight, so I've been trying to diet. I live at home, though, and there are always nice things to eat in the house. I don't know how I'm going to shift the pounds with all the food around me. What can I do? Don't eat it. It is quite simple as that.
It's pretty much the end of it, yeah. It's the long and the short of it.
It's boring, but you can't eat that food if you want to lose weight, basically. So, yeah.
God, we've got so many problems with all those magazines that we've... zealously bought.
Yeah, over many
Did a jealous of the telly. 20, been with my boyfriend for 8 months. Problem is, a very insecure, jealous of other girls. Can't even watch telly without worrying that a good-looking girl is going to come on the screen. My boyfriend is going to fancy her. Fucking hell.
Oh, Lord. I've met a great man. We're both divorced with grown-up kids, but he's a naturist and wants me to go on a nudist holiday with him.
Yeah, nudie.
I can't think of anything worse than lying on a beach having people look at my bits. My family and friends would be horrified, but I'm worried if he'll think I'm a prude if I refuse. What should I do? Now, I think she's misunderstood the idea of a naturist holiday. A naturist holiday isn't where you go lie on a beach and then people come around with magnifying glasses and look at your twonk. And look at you really up close. Everyone just lies that it's just like being on holiday. People just, yeah,
sit around. There's loads of old people with their bits up.
Yeah. Loads of old men with erections walking around with floppy erections.
Houston, we have a semi.
My hubby's having an affair. He's not a good liar, and I've read some saucy texts from another woman. The thing is, I'm scared of confronting him because it would force him into making a choice, and I don't want to lose him. Oh my god! No wonder he's having an affair. He's like a. Yeah. I just found out that my fiance donated sperm to a fertility clinic. I'm really hurt, and I hate the thought that there may be children of his out there, especially as we don't have kids of our own yet. Why would you be hurt? Is that a bad thing?
What, he went and wanked off in a cup?
Yeah. Because all of it is just really because he wanted to have a wank in a weird place, isn't it?
Yeah. Like some really old copies of Razzle that they give you.
Yeah.
I imagine.
I don't know. I bet any of these, they just seem a bit boring.
Right. Things on the wall of our Facebook page, facebook.com/celebritygossippodcast.
Matt Duffy, I saw the guy from Men Behaving Badly staring vacantly out of a pub window on Wardour or Frith or something street. Not Martin Clunes, the other one, Neil Morrissey. That's good, isn't it?
Nice spot. Danny Saunders, Edith Bowman, Old Street.
Wow.
Did we read this one out before?
We just read it out when we were pissed. Did another podcast when we were pissed. We've already read these out.
We read all these ones out.
But not on this thing. Not on this, because this is a new podcast.
I'm confused.
When we were pissed the other night and we did the piss podcast and it was rubbish, we read these ones out.
Okay.
Obviously, but now, that was a different thing, so it's fine. Jessica Harrison, I sat next to Armstrong or Miller on the tube yesterday. He was either talking to himself or memorising.
Let's hope.
Lines.
And Jim fixed Big Al from Dead Men's Shoes guitar.
Wow.
That's a movie star.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who it is. He put the link because his celeb seemed to be decidedly unfamous.
He's pretty famous.
Hang on, Danny Saunders has got another one. Murray Head coming out of a recording studio on Hackney Road. Murray is most famous for his 80s smash One Night in Bangkok and for being the original Judas and Jesus Christ Superstar and more recently the art teacher in ITV1's classic drama serial Heartbeat. I don't know who the person is, Danny, so I'm not really that, fussed by it. Suzanne Freeman.
Oh yeah, smash the link. Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, you can read all about it.
The day that Brian Harvey ate 47 baked potatoes and ran himself over.
Classic celebrity.
Did he really eat 47 baked potatoes?
No, but he said he ate loads of baked potatoes and that spun him out, and then he accidentally ran himself over.
Oh. How did he run himself over? I don't get how that happened.
We'll take it up offline.
Okay.
Or we could just go to it right now.
How can you run yourself
over? How long have we been talking for?
I don't know. 42 minutes. Oh, shit. So what are we doing? Why are we talking for that long?
Blah, 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 blah.
Anyway, that's fine.
Right. Then, now, band times.
Oh, we have to band times. Oh, have you got my email up?
Yeah.
I've got a band. I got a band this time. Chris can always get the bands and I never do it.
It's not this one. It's a different one. I'm getting it.
You're getting it.
I'm getting it.
Is there a band that I saw in real life and that was my celebrity spot? They're from Bath, I think, and they're called Ulysses, and their song is called Eye On You. And it's from their forthcoming album, Everybody's Strange. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, it sounds like the music when people chase the mystery gang around in Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it does actually.
I don't mean that. I'm not slagging it off. I think that's a good thing.
It does. It is a good thing. Yeah. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the end.
That's it. That's the end of our tame tea drinking podcast.
Yeah. I think it did go better than the...
Maybe next time... Yeah, I think if maybe next time we drink booze and do the podcast, we could just maybe read the magazines beforehand.
Yeah, yeah, that's
just
probably best.
All the
and
silent...
don't have any crisps.
Yeah. Anyway,
right, goodbye my darlings.
Good afternoon. Quick, gotta turn off.
Okay, I've lost it. It's here.